You're listening to The Point. Joan Burson is an award-winning poet. She joins us to talk about her poetry and her book, Path into the Sun. Welcome to the program, Joan.
Thank you.
Now, this book is a compilation of poems from 1985 to 2006?
That's correct, yes.
How did it come about?
Well, I decided that it was time to go back over the poems that I'd been reading here in Woods Hole, the Woods Hole Library, over many years, and in other places as well, and pull them together and so present them as a book. It's the third volume of poetry that I have brought out. Mm-hmm. The second one was put out in a series by Herman Ward, who's also a Woods Hole poet, over many years here, and he had a press in Belmead, New Jersey, and a series there, and the second book came out with him in 1987 called Waiting for the Lame Horse. Mm. And I decided that I wanted to bring out the collection of poems that I'd written since. They cover 20 years that have been important in my life.
Right. Now, how did you first become interested in poetry?
Somebody asked me that just recently. I was giving a poetry reading at the Dillingham, and somebody asked me how long I had been actually writing poetry. I think I started when I was about 8 years old.
Wow.
And have always written poetry at various times in my life, sometimes finding that writing has been a wonderful way to reflect on what is going on and to be able to distance myself in a way from the things that are bothering me, mm-hmm. and also reflecting on what's going on in the world. Of course, it's not been my main career, which has been an academic one, but at the same time, it's always been something that I have been involved in doing.
Sort of like a comfortable friend.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if you would read for us the poem that is the same title as the book, Path into the Sun.
Certainly. Path into the Sun. Wind-blown, swept like last year's leaves across the brickyards, discarded, left rotting under the sun, putrid after rain, turned brown and soggy, filled with insects. Filled with new life, slugs and fruit flies, mildewed, grown lush with moss, lichens, brown mushrooms curling at the edges, purple flowers, tendrils and slender leaves. Spiders' webs caught in sun with droplets of dew hanging from each, a crystal chandelier. A chandelier lighted by candles, beneath a swaying crowd of dancers, each painted with colour, rich velvets and silk, and music, low, delicate strains from harp and clavichord. A minuet, steady, constrained, and safe. All in order, like jewellery laid out in its case, each cushion filled with diamonds and pearls. Order, orderliness, order and safety. Order like the notes scribbled by a waitress, one egg up, toast, two coffees with cream, or turkey on rye, Tom's, no mayo. Order, direction, a way to go. A path out of the woods, out of the forest, into the sun, the warmth, the light, blue sky, grass, and butterflies.
Lovely. Now, I'm thinking as you're reading that, this is a collection of poems over the 20 years, but you said you've been writing since you were eight. I imagine your poetry has certainly changed over the years.
Absolutely. I mean, when I first started off, I would be practicing poetry in various forms, rather, that other people had used, and still do to some extent. But after a while, you find your own voice, and you find yourself expressing certain aspects of life. And for me, it's always been important to anchor myself in nature. And so references to the natural world are very important within the poems that I write, mm-hmm. but also they link to the inner life that one leads. And Path into the Sun was really written after a period of time that had been one of turmoil for me. And some of the poems in the book reflect the turmoil, but Path into the Sun is sort of the end of that particular terminal
Which
period.
Which brings us to the order.
That's correct. Yes.
We're talking with Joan Burstyn. Her book is Path into the Sun. So you mentioned you find a lot of your inspiration from nature then.
That is That's the, correct, yes.
And now, when you first started writing, has it always been that way? Did you start when you were a child writing? Was it mostly about nature or was it other topics?
When I started writing, I was starting writing. I grew up in London, and I grew up there during the Second World War. And the poems that I wrote as a teenager were ones linked very closely to war, and at the same time linking to nature and the world round about. There was this incredible sense that you were living an ordinary life, except that there were bombs at night and there was rationing and there were people in your family going off and getting killed. And so you had this juxtaposition from the time you even started life.
I would imagine those poems are fascinating to look back on now.
I find them so. Yeah. I've used them at various times to do a workshop or a talk to people about growing up in London during that time, and I've used some of the poems as well. Of course, the way in which the poems are written would not necessarily be the way I would write them now, but they are very important to me. Yeah.
Well, certainly, as you say, it takes a while to find your voice.
That's good.
Now, what are some of your favorite poets? Who has inspired you?
Well, when I was younger, I did a lot of reading of T.S. Eliot. And so I was very much influenced by him and by Stephen Spender and people at the time who were writing before the Second World War. And then later on, I have found myself working, for example, with one workshop with Marge Piercy, and I really enjoy her poems very much, and Audre Lorde, and all the women poets, I guess, particularly. But I also find myself not writing poetry that is perhaps as literary as many of the poets that one thinks of. I don't see myself writing in the mode of Elizabeth Bishop or any of the poets who really can draw out a variety of literary antecedents. Mm. But what I find myself doing is working from my own life experience. And so in a way, somebody like Billy Collins really appeals to me as well. And I find that when I speak my poetry to people, it resonates with them. And they will come up to me to tell me that they see themselves as well as me in the poems that I've written.
Would you read us another poem then?
I will indeed. I'm going to read another one that comes from this area around Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. And it's called A Blackbird Caught My Eye. And it was written after going across on the ferry to Martha's Vineyard. And it reflects moving into the waters outside Vineyard Haven. A blackbird caught my eye. From the top deck, we watched the ship turn slowly toward the dock. I felt the wind becoming stronger as the boat turned. It blew me almost off my feet, the gust so strong. As I scanned the water, a black bird caught my eye, flying low across the waves, making no headway against the wind. Again and again it fluttered closer to the waves, hunting for fish, I thought, waiting to dive. And yet the bird was not a cormorant or gull. It seemed a crow or blackbird. And as I watched, it dropped down into the water and disappeared. I scanned the surface of the sea for yards around, but saw no head appear, no ruffled feathers, only the water with its white caps in the wind. I think our flight in life is similar to that bird's. We migrate from city to shore and back. We survive long journeys without sustenance, buoyed upward when the wind's behind us, battling it when the wind's head on. until one day, exhausted like the bird I saw, we too plunge into the ocean.
Now, and you're right, you can visualize this as you're reading it. And I'm wondering, as you're reading that poem, I'm picturing you on the boat seeing this bird. And are you taking mental notes at that point? Or are you saying, do you take out a notebook? This is such a very powerful vision that you have. How do you keep track of those?
I don't know that I keep track of all of them. It's very difficult to do. But what happens is, an instant will touch me so deeply that afterwards I will mull it over.
Ah.
And then I will perceive the link of that to my own life or to our lives as well. And so it's a process that is almost not one that I think about. It's almost automatic.
Yeah.
But it has to do, I think, with the empathy that you feel for the animal or for the bird that is flying, and so that draws you into making analogies and with your own life.
Last summer, Joan shared with us the news that Rabbi Elias Lieberman set to music a poem of hers titled Lessons that was published in her book Path into the Sun. We close out the program today with that composition. I'm Edie Todd. Thanks for listening.
What did you teach me? What did you teach me? That none of us is perfect. That you and I are human and have our limitations. What did you teach me? What did you teach me? That integrity has many faces. Yours entailed an action I abhor. You taught me a new grief. You taught me a new grief. You taught me a new What did you teach me?